On line 28, Maggie speaks about Greek legends. She says, "It was one of those beautiful ideal things they tell about in the Greek legends." But what legend is she talking about? One of the best-known Greek legends is told in the Iliad by Homer. The main action is the Trojan War, and the main character is Achilles. Achilles was not exactly a man like you and me. He was the son of a sea nymph and a king. So he was a sort of semi-god. And at the beginning of the passage, Maggie compares Brick to a superior creature. So that's line 10. You superior creature, you godlike being. But the connection between Brick and Achilles is developed throughout the passage. Step 1. Achilles was in love with a man called Patroclus. Patroclus was also a soldier in the Trojan War, and one day he decided to go to combat without Achilles. But it was a very bad idea, and it ended in a disaster. And indeed, in the play, Skipper went to the football game without Brick, because Brick was injured, and he failed. Step 2. During the battle, Patroclus was killed with the help of Apollo. In the Greek mythology, Apollo was the twin brother of a goddess called Diana, the goddess of the hunt, the goddess of hunting, who is always featured with a bow and arrows. In the play, this character, the character of Diana, is associated to Maggie. Maggie says that she killed a Skipper with her merciful arrow. In a certain way, she killed Skipper because she made love with him, and Skipper killed himself because he had remorse. Step 3. After Patroclus' death, Achilles' attitude changed radically. He got extremely angry after his friend's death and became almost inhumane. Same thing with Brick, who became totally different after his friend's death. He got sour and started to drink. Step 4. In order to celebrate the memory of Patroclus, his dead friend, Achilles organized athletic games. And indeed, in the play begins with Brick jumping the hurdles and breaking his ankle. The similitude is also very interesting because breaking his ankle in a certain way was a sort of Achilles' heel. Achilles' heel was his weak point, just like Skipper was Brick's weak point, weakness. Now the question is, what does the Greek intertext mean in the play? Tennessee Williams had always been interested in Greek tragedies. His plays are embedded in the society and culture of the American South, but also have a universal dimension. Just like the Greek tragedies, Tennessee Williams' plays are descriptions of human attitudes. And in that way, Tennessee Williams' drama is a form of classicism.